Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As the weather starts to maybe not turn cooler, but we start to think about heading back to school and getting back in the rhythm of fall, we look at some of the yard and garden tasks to do around the yard this time of year. One of those is seeding grass. Perhaps you're looking to seed down a new patch of grass, or perhaps you're just trying to thicken up a sparse spot in your lawn by overseeding, which is sowing grass seed into an existing lawn. The best time to overseed or establish new grass in a lawn is late summer to mid-September. To overseed an existing lawn, you want to reduce the competition from the established grass by mowing lawn at a height of 1.5 to 2 inches, which is lower than the normal recommended height. Successful overseeding requires good seed-to-soil contact. You can use a core aerator, vertical mower, or slit seeder to ensure good seed-to-soil contact. Core aerators are machines with hollow metal tubes or tines that remove plugs of soil as they run across the lawn. If you want to use one of these and prepare the site, go over the lawn 3 to 4 times with a core aerator. When finished, you should have approximately 20 to 40 holes per square foot. Apply seed with a drop seeder and then drag the area with a piece of chain link fence or drag mat to break up the soil cores and mix the seed back into the soil. You can also prepare with a vertical mower. When this runs over the lawn, the knife-like blades of the vertical mower slice through thatch and penetrate into the upper quarter to half inch of soil. One or two passes with a vertical mower should be sufficient. Afterward, you want to remove any dislodged debris from the lawn that may prevent soil from contacting the seed. Sow grass over the lawn with a drop seeder and then work seed into the soil again by going over the site with the vertical mower once again. You can also overseed a lawn with a slit seeder, which makes small grooves in the soil and deposits the seed directly into the slits. If you're wondering what type of grass to overseed with, use a high-quality seed mix that is adapted to the site. Check your label, as many different varieties and mixes are usually available for purchase at lawn, garden, hardware, and other stores. In sunny areas, a mix containing Kentucky bluegrass will be your best choice. Select a seed mix that has at least 2 or 3 bluegrass cultivars. A mixture containing Kentucky bluegrass, perennial ryegrass, and fine leaf fescues may do better in partially shaded areas. If you are in a very shady location, you may want to use a fine leaf fescue, such as a creeping red, hard fescue, or chewings fescue. Once you have overseeded your lawn, of course you want it to germinate, so a little care is required. Keep the seedbed moist with frequent light applications of water. It's often necessary to water once or twice a day when you first put seed down. Continue to mow the lawn at a height of 1.5 to 2 inches to reduce that competition to the new seedlings, mowing the lawn frequently to reduce the competition from established turf grass. You can gradually increase the mowing height as you begin to mow the new seedlings and they reach the height of the surrounding turf grass. Also want to remind folks that we are offering the Master Gardener training this fall. Master Gardener program is designed for people who are passionate about volunteering and gardening. No previous garden knowledge is required to take the Master Gardener class. The program equips volunteers to grow in knowledge about best gardening practices, and in return for this education, they are asked to share that knowledge with their local communities through projects that may vary from contributing produce to food banks, making Iowa's communities beautiful, and educating local residents and youth on gardening. The Extension office here in Cass County will be one of the training locations for the Master Gardener training class this fall. Classes begin Tuesday evening, September 19th, and run Tuesday evenings through November 14th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. There will also be some hands-on workshops and a day-long training session on the ISU campus in Ames. We are requiring folks to be registered by September 1st. You can do that online. The training fee of $195 is payable once you get registered. You are also required to pass a background screen to become a Master Gardener. For more information on the Master Gardener program, fall lawn chores, and more, of course, you can always stop by the Cass County Extension Office or give us a call, 712-243-1132. You can also find information online anytime at our website, and we would also invite you to visit us tomorrow at Produce in the Park in downtown Atlantic. We will be there tomorrow, Thursday evening, from 4:30 to 6:30, handing out a variety of publications. We'll be having having some of that information on seasonal lawn care. We'll be able to sign up for the Master Gardener class at that time. We'll also be sharing information on the Master Gardener Food Donation Project, as well as handing out information on how to select, care for, and cook produce. We'll also have information on ISU Extension canning and preserving classes coming up online. And of course, as we get closer to September 1st and the new 4-H year beginning, we'll also be handing out some information on how you can join 4-H in Cass County. All of that going on tomorrow night at Produce in the Park in downtown Atlantic. Be sure and stop by and see Cass County Extension at their education booth. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.